This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm great, I guess.
That's good. What's your name?
Sky.
Where are you from?
Rotorua.
Have you always been from Rotorua?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. So, are you moving somewhere else soon?
I want to move to Auckland at the end of the year or the start of next year, but I'm not sure yet.
Possibility.
Yeah.
Why is that?
There's this like dance group thing up there that they wanted me to join, like my mate wanted me to join. So yeah, no, that's the only reason.
Dance group?
Oh, it's like hip hop R&B group, like can't remember what it's called, but you know, they wanted me to join it, so it's like a 3-month contract, so I have to go to Auckland for that.
Yeah. And you're a good dancer?
Not really, but they teach you, so I guess that's all good.
I wonder why they want to hire you, even though...
I have no idea, it was that random. They needed new dancers and stuff. They only had 37, they need, like, I don't know, a few hundred or something. But, you know, they kind of, like, you just go in and you dance with them, and then they say whether they want you or not, and then you get a 3-month contract, and if they like you after that, then you stay on for another, like, 3 months at a time, so, yeah.
Have you done that already, the dancing part, auditioning?
No, I haven't started that yet, but yeah.
They want you anyway.
Yeah, they do. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I go to an all-girls school, which sucks. And yeah, I'm gay. I don't know. That's about it, I guess.
Music.
Oh, yeah. I like all music, actually. Anything, like...
No preference?
Yeah, not really. I listen to, like, hip-hop. Then I listen to metal and just whatever, really. Yeah.
You're not going to go screaming out on me?
No, no way, no. No.
Yes. I could... I remember this time where someone actually wanted to do that on an interview. I did not want that.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, socialising? You like to socialise?
Yeah, I do it all the time. Heaps of people come to my house and stuff.
Yeah, your house is the place to be.
Pretty much, it's like the main place for my friends to shop. Like, I don't really go to their places. Everyone shows up my mind. We have drinks and stuff. So,
so what's your gender identity?
Gender identity. What do you mean?
How do you feel? What is your gender? What, like,
male
or female?
Oh, female.
Female.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people. So their sex identity, what their sexes could be, what they physically are, and their gender identity is how they feel they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, or female, yeah.
Female. And how do you express yourself as, like, feminine or masculine?
I don't know, I think I'd be in the middle of that. No, like soft butch or hard femme, I don't know.
A little bit in between.
Yeah, a little bit.
And what is your sexuality?
Lesbian.
Yay!
Hello!
Yeah. And proud.
Very, very proud.
A very proud lesbian. So, what was the, when did you realise?
My gay brother used to tease me about it when I was growing up. But, no, I thought I liked girls when I was like 10, 11, and then, yeah, no, I just knew from then.
Gay brother?
Yeah, oh yeah, my older brother Mark, he's 22, 23, and he's gay. So, yeah, it was easier.
Is there anybody else in the family that's gay, or just him?
Just him that I'm aware of at the moment, but, yeah.
Your parents just randomly come out.
Yeah, that'd be a bit awkward.
The gene.
Yeah. God, it seems like it runs in the family. Like, my little sister was like, oh, can I have a girlfriend? And I'm like, no, Hannah, you can't have a girlfriend.
But awkward.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, so, 10, 11?
Huh?
When you realised?
Yeah, 10 or 11, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I fully realised, anyway, yeah.
Did you, how about when you accepted it?
I accepted it when I was about 13, like, fully accepted it.
Fully accepted.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel that you had to keep it a secret from everybody?
Well, I had to keep it a secret from my dad. I knew that, but my friends and stuff, no, I told them. Everyone knew before I did, apparently, so, yeah.
like me, it was very obvious.
Yeah. And apparently I come across as, like, lesbian, so I don't really need to tell people I am.
So how did you feel when you realised?
Weird. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel normal, but my brother was gay, so that was easier, like, talking to him about it and stuff.
Kind of like, oh, this is new.
Yeah. Yeah, just a bit, but I don't know.
So, when did you come out?
I came out... God. Well, I was forced to come out when I was 13 because my dad caught me with my girlfriend. So, yeah. So he kind of realised then. And my mum, she said she's always known. So, I don't know. It was easy with her.
You know, I slightly want to imagine what the parents' conversation would be, the secret conversations that they always have when they find out. So, oh, the son is gay, the daughter is lesbian.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah. Oh, my mum thinks it's funny because she just, oh, I don't know. My dad hates it. My dad hates gays, so I can't talk about it. Talk to him about being gay and stuff. Man, yeah. It's just crazy.
Why do you think he hates it?
I don't know. He's always been homophobic. I don't know. Just doesn't think it's normal because he's, like, Christian and stuff, so, yeah.
Disney Church.
Yeah, like Disney Church people. But he's not that hardcore into it. He just hates gays. He wanted us to all grow up and, like, have kids and stuff. And me and my brother can't. Well, we can, but probably not normal.
Not in this legal society currently.
Not in the heterosexual way, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how did you come out to everybody?
I don't know. Kind of just eased into it. Told some people, told some others, and then, I don't know, everyone just knew I was gay. Yeah, it was pretty easy for me. It wasn't for many other people. It wasn't easy for my brother, because he was the only gay one he knew, so, yeah.
Was he shocked?
Kind of. A little bit, I guess. I don't know.
Did he want to be, like, the only gay one in the family?
Yeah, he's a bit like that.
Damn, I wanted to be the special one.
Yeah, he thinks he's better than all of us, and he's always like, oh, I'm the prettiest one. And I'm like, oh, God.
You go, bitch, please.
Yeah, pretty much. But we get along heaps. Well, not anymore, but we used to. Yeah.
So how did you feel about everybody's reactions?
At first, I didn't like it, how people would judge me about it, but now I'm just open about it, and people, like, throw random comments at me, and I just scream at them back, and I don't care. Like,
how did your friends react?
They were okay with it, because I've been around a lot of, like, I've got a lot of gay friends and stuff, so they didn't really, it didn't bother them.
They thought that was like, oh, we always knew, because we are too.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
When you came out, did you notice people start coming to you about, I'm actually kind of gay as well, I'm in the closet?
Yeah, all the time, like, heaps of chicks and guys come up to me and, like, talked about it and, like, asked me how to, like, how they should come out and how they should tell their parents and stuff. And I don't know.
Should I?
Yeah, but, you know, it's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have a bit of a support system.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I live with Mark, and Mark's a tranny, and I love Mark. You are my tranny. Mark is my tranny.
Yeah.
He hates being called a tranny, but I call him that.
Yeah. So you don't live at home anymore?
No, I do, but Mark just lives with us.
Yeah. Understandable kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I love Mark. He's, like, my best friend, so...
Enough about me.
You're next, darling. Yay! Says Mark in the nervous corner.
Yeah.
Where am I? I've kind of lost myself. So you've been in relationships before?
With girls, yes.
With girls.
Yeah, I have. Yes.
Have you been with boys as well? Or?
I tried that phase and it was gross. I didn't like it at all. So yeah. No.
Oh, a penis in my face.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, put that thing back in your pants. Like, ew.
It's looking at me with that one eye.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, ew. Yuck. Just, yeah.
Don't vomit.
Memories. No.
So what were the relationships like for you?
They were alright, some of them. Like, a bit bitchy because, you know, girls with girls and stuff, yeah. No. It was hard though because people, like, don't like gays, so it kind of makes us, like, I don't know.
Have you dated people in the closet?
I have dated people in the closet and I hate it. Like, my last girlfriend I had, she was 21. And she would lie about me to everyone, be like, oh, it's just a friend, and it just pissed me off. Like, she's 21 and not out of the closet, so it annoyed me a lot.
Yeah. So was it a very awkward situation to watch?
It was, but I didn't know that she wasn't out. Like, she was to some of her friends, but just not her family and stuff, so I don't know. She kept me a secret. I don't like being kept a secret, like, especially if I'm out. So,
did you ever, so you never really had, like, be yourself with each other when you're around each other, when you're around the family?
We had to, like, be real distant and stuff, like, oh, around her friends it was okay, but, like, her parents and her family and stuff had to act real distant and be like, oh, yeah, we're just friends, No.
We're just holding hands because it's the fun thing. It's 2012. That's what we do these days.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Oh, I don't know. It just annoyed me.
Yeah. So, what was that? You're yawning? Okay. So, how do you meet other people?
Like gays?
Yeah.
Through other gay friends, I don't know. It's just like when you're gay, you know gay people because you attract the same type of people. I don't know. Yeah.
Is there a group in Rotorua now?
I wouldn't say a group of gays. It was like, I don't know. Like, they're all scattered around the place doing their own thing, really.
There was originally a group, but what happened?
The group split up because dramas and stuff and. That was a two-way closet, so that didn't last that long. Didn't think it would either.
Why is that?
Just gay dramas, you know. So-and-so slept with so-and-so, and oh, that's my ex-girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, just stuff like that.
So what is your definition of virginity?
Virginity. It's a hard one. Virginity. Like, as in, like, gay virginity?
Or
stuff
any
like.
Virginity.
Or for your virginity to be taken... I reckon that's when you get intimate with either... It doesn't have to be, like, if you're a girl, you get intimate with a guy or whatever. Yeah. I reckon it's just when you get, like... I don't know. Like, if you were a girl and you were to sleep with another girl, you would have lost your, like, gay virginity or whatever. So,
I don't know. There's different forms of virginity.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It confuses me a bit. People have their own definitions and stuff, so... I have no idea.
It's like one big maze of virginity.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
It's like coming out of the closet, that's a form of virginity when you think about it.
Yeah. It kind of is, eh? Yeah. I think it's like... I don't know how to explain it. It's really hard to explain. Kind of like going from one dramatic change to another, I guess. But like life-changing. I don't know. Kind of, yeah.
Have you ever experienced abuse or abusive behaviour because of your sexuality?
Yep, a lot of it. A lot of it. Physical and emotional.
And, like, screaming on the streets and stuff like that?
Yeah, but that was probably, like, the least of it all. Like, it's been pretty bad. Like, he beat me up and then beat up my girlfriend, so... It was, like, big court cases going and stuff, so that was probably the most, like, the biggest thing. Yeah.
Very dramatic.
Very. But besides that, it's just been, like, people yelling comments and, like, people at school trying to, like, push me around and stuff and, like, I don't know, stating the obvious, being like, oh, you're a lesbian. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I am. I'm a lesbian. Get over it.
Yeah. Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, they like, insult me as if I'm going to, like, you know, prey on them and, like, be like, oh, you're hot. Come here. But no. No.
Come here, little girl.
Let me touch you. No. I wouldn't do that, no.
I have candy in my van.
into the dark side.
Then Darth Vader music comes. Da 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 da. What was that?
Doing a little dance.
The jellyfish.
Yeah, my jellyfish. I actually feel like one, eh?
The octopus.
Gotta kind of bubble your head.
Is that what you do in your dance?
Yeah, it is what I do. Like, oh god.
The trout.
Like, we're trying to be a fish. We're like having a fish dance.
The salmon dance.
Yeah.
Okay, this interview is getting off topic. So, do you have any other comments?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
No. Okay. Well, thank you for the interview.
Thank you for interviewing me.